Well, right now we're working with Bray Architects in that facility study, and what they've done for us at the moment is they've kind of completed an assessment of our five buildings, and really it's more than five buildings because we have a vocational building at the high school and we have a wrestling building and a bus garage and those kinds of things. But the five main schools, they've really done a thorough job with that, and now what we need to do is take a look at that information they've gathered and decide if we need to, whether we need to look at building some new buildings, like you heard earlier in our discussion in there, we'd all love to have just new school buildings that we could put our students in, or if we need to look at some repairs or renovations of our existing facilities and how we might make best use of those.
And I think right now, the process of what you're getting is basically what kind of needs to be done, I guess, at the existing buildings. Mm-hmm. But what you're looking for is more detailed, I guess, kind of cost information before you could proceed on probably making some decisions?
Yeah, we need to know, one, if we do nothing, what's it cost just to maintain our five buildings as they are? Or two, if we're going to look at some different model to consolidate buildings or build a new building or an addition to a building, what are some of those variables that are going to go into that? Because we know that all those options are going to cost money, and we want to try and make sure that we do what's best for our kids.
And I know this is a long-range process because people are probably listening and say, well, they're going to pick out certain things you said and say, well, okay, we're moving in this direction, but no decision has even been close to being made. But do you see a timeline on when some decisions could be made?
Yeah, I think we've got several months left before we get to even any kind of final decision-making phase. One of the things that we particularly liked about Bray's proposal in their facility study was the large community surveys that they will be doing as we get a little farther along in this process, because that's one of the things that, regardless of what direction we end up going in, that there's probably a referendum associated with this at some point, and without community support for that, it doesn't go anywhere.